You have to sit at home. Let's learn something good. Even though what I said till now was also important, I hope you don't mind. But anyway, look at the end of Shmonesrei, and you'll see in the Shmonesrei, Yehi Ratzon. Now, most Sidurim have it. I have two Sidurim in front of me, so let's look at them. Do you have it in front of you? Do you have it twice? Yep. Look at the morning Shmonesrei, the Shabbat Shmonesrei. Okay, once it says it where? Before Elokai Nitzor. And the second time it says it? So the...
Isn't that only say Kedusha?
I'm sorry?
Isn't that only so if you need to say Kedusha with the...
You are partially right and partially not right. Let me just point out to you that the first... First of all, the Ramah is Ramah. Do you have a Shalom out here? Yes, right here. Read the Ramah. I see this topic is going to take longer than I thought. In the Ramah, Kukkot Gimel, there's a Ramah that says here the following. He writes here, I'll just show you the language of the Ramah. One second. Kukkot Gimel. In Sif, where is it? Sif Vav. Here it says, Sheyachzor Sheyachzibu, I'm going to start with the beginning. Sheyachzor Sheyachzibu HaTfilo, when the Sheyachzibu, what it does when he... does Chazar Sashatz, Yomar Gamkin Hashem Sosa Tita. I don't know if you know this. I don't really doubt for the Yomar here, but in my shul view, or some people here, I don't know, if, again, if it's done. I instructed the people in my shul to say Hashem Sosa Tita out loud. That's what I saw was like. Rabbi Adler was also like that. You don't remember? Okay, you don't remember everything. But Hashem Sosa Tita is said out loud. And now the Ramah says, Avo, Eino Omer, Besofa Tila, Yudhuratza, Nimekri. Who doesn't say the Yudhuratza? Who does not say it? The Shriat Tzibu. Even though the Shriat Tzibu says Hashem Sosai Tzibu, which sounds like he says it out loud, however, he doesn't say Yidur Ratzon at the end. Correct? That is what now the Mishabur explains over here. Why? Because the Shriat Tzibu is summing on Tiskabel Tzloso Mubahusan, which is going to be said after when? After Kaddish, correct? After the Kaddish, after Shmonesrei, you say Tiskabel, Hashem should accept Atzilah. That's what this is. Yidur Ratzon, he may be, that Hashem should accept Atzilah, right? So there, that's what he said. However, Shabura says, "Uvishlo kasav lomar because of agro diviashlo ikar." What does the Vilna Gaon say? You should say the Shatzibu should say Yidur Ratzon Rifi. So if you ever hear the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Shraga, I hear him once in a while. If you ever hear him davening the Omen, you know what he does? Rabbi Zalman at the end of Shmonesrei, if he says if he's the Shatzibu, he says Yidur Ratzon Rifi, I give the Hashem to the Gali, and then he goes down means for Tachna. Not goes down. Okay, anyway, forget about that. Anyway, so the point is that you do say you the Rav Tzvi Meir Tzvi. But now the question is, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Gemara, etc., etc. Now, what about the second time around? Why should you say you the Rav Tzvi Meir Tzvi twice? So you tell me, since you asked the question, maybe by now you thought about something. Take a look in the Shmonesrei. If you look in the, you have in the in your Shmonesrei. Obviously, you have a second time you the Ratzon Mifi. So if you say it the first time, L'chora, why is it necessary to say it a second time? So the answer is, the second you the Ratzon is going on what? Elokai Nitzor. Now, Elokai Nitzor is the whole shayla in halacha. The first parak in Brachas. The end of the first parak is Elokai Nitzor is found. Is that not so? Did you get to the end of the first parak in Brachas yet? He told me, who said it? Rabbi Rabbanski said the other day in the Shmuz, which I heard, you're almost in the near Dachov, which he quoted the Gemara in Dachov and Brachas. So the answer is the second view of the Ratzon is going on the Elokai Nitzor. Now, the Elokai Nitzor is a question, is that punishment essay or not punishment essay? Did you learn the Rashba over there, the Lusha Rashba, on the first Berg of Brachas? You don't learn Rashba's here? What? Oh, Bekias, sorry. So to me, Bekias is Rashba. That's what Bekias is. So anyway, so.
What's the
end? I think about Bekias without a Rashba.
What's in?
What?
What's in? So what is in?
Eon is not just Rashba, he is all of Rishas. So this is the second view of the Ratzon going on a Elokai Nitzor. Okay? So now that's why the question is whether Elokai Nitzor is not the truth, what you said is correct. Once you say the first view of the Ratzon, then you can answer Kedusha, and you can do all the other things. Halacha is generally speaking that you know that once if Kedusha is being said, well, you're still in the Rishas, what are you supposed to do?
Stop.
It's a Gemara. It's a Taisus down in Shas three times. Taisus in Brachas, you didn't get to it yet. Taisus in Sukkah, you didn't get to it yet. Taisus in Megillah, you didn't get to it yet. Okay, you'll get to it. As Rabbi Ephraim always tells me, the guy doesn't stop telling me, all day, all night, tells me, I was misbound that he should thank God, Baruch Hashem, his 24 went away. Do you know how they went away? Did you hear the story? Tzaptafor tea. 12 cups of Tzaptafor tea. So you know me, the lid box, the So I said, what are we practicing voodoo? Hesky, I shouldn't talk to you. You're a Sadhana Chassid. You have this stuff also in your religion. Sa, you also have it in your religion. So you two have a lot in common. Okay, but you hear what I'm saying? You look up some, the second one goes on and look at it. So there are those who say it twice. But Mr. Brewer says when the groy should say it the first time as well. And Shetzi should also say it. That's a hitch. Not a problem.
What should we do?
The goyah are two different things. One goes in the Shvanesse, right? And one goes in the Lekai Yitzhak, because the Lekai Yitzhak are really other Makoshas. Okay, I didn't realize what time it is, and I guess we have to daven Mincha, because I thought Wednesday is part of the Mincha, but I guess we're not. According to 3, because we're daven Mincha. And everyone should daven Mincha. And then Rabbi Glasser is speaking at 3 o'clock. I didn't get it clear, but he's speaking about something about having to do with spiritual, what do you call it, uplifting? What is he? Who's Rabbi Glasser? I don't know him. I'm sure he's a fine fellow. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.